WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Midwest taking stock of the record flooding that swept through Iowa and parts of southern Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz toured the area by helicopter.
We're not out of the woods yet. Water levels are still rising. We don't have the National Weather Service folks with us, but we have not reached peak water levels in many of these communities yet, and so that is going to add to this.
2 days from the first presidential debate, a New York judge relaxed the gag order on former President Trump, allowing him to discuss jurors and witnesses from the criminal hush money trial. Volkswagen's investing in electric car maker Rivian, putting in $1 billion with an agreement to spend another $4 billion on a joint venture. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange landed in the Northern Mariana Islands, where he's expected to plead guilty in a U.S. court to releasing U.S. secrets. He'll then be released and expected to travel back to his native Australia. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A large fight between multiple children and parents happened Monday afternoon on Madison's south side, and it ended in police arresting a man. The Madison Police Department was told just before 6 p.m. that 10 to 20 children and their parents were fighting on the 2900 block of Traceway Drive. Officers said that people on both sides were throwing rocks at each other and threatening to fight one another. The Madison Police Department noted a gun was also mentioned. Police spoke with several people at the scene and reported no gun was found. Officers took a 32-year-old man into custody for alleged disorderly conduct. The National Weather Service confirmed on Monday night that two more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on June 22nd, one in Argyll, where the tornado struck at 135 miles per hour. The main damage was to the Apple Grove Lutheran Church. Another tornado hit Belmont with estimated peak winds of 80 miles per hour. This marks eight tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service that touched down this past weekend. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a slight shower chance, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high around 80 to the low 80s. And lots of sunshine and in the upper 70s on Thursday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return Thursday night and Friday.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
99.7
my strength.